The ACLU of Maryland and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund want to reopen the 1994 lawsuit that led to Maryland's current public school funding formula. Yesterday, the organizations filed documents in Baltimore City Circuit Court accusing Maryland of violating the state constitution by underfunding Baltimore City schools. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
24 years ago, a judge ordered fundamental changes to the way Baltimore schools are managed and funded. Then over the next decade, the court issued more opinions, saying that Baltimore students continued to be shortchanged. Ajmal Qureshi, senior counsel at the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, says the state gives city schools hundreds of millions of dollars less than they need every year.
The state has failed to provide adequate funding while a generation of students have been denied the education that they deserve.
He notes that nearly 80% of the students in Baltimore City public schools are African American. The underfunding affects what happens in the classrooms, but also school buildings. Problems range from broken heating and a lack of air conditioning to water that isn't safe to drink.
That backlog of deferred maintenance, as well as deterioration in the actual physical condition of the schools, has led to a situation where it would take over $1 billion to actually fix the schools.
A state commission plans to release a new school funding formula by the end of this year, but that's 2 years later than originally expected. Meanwhile, the commission also recommended sweeping education policy changes. The General Assembly is considering those now, but Qureshi says the outcome is still uncertain.
First, there's a question of whether or not the legislation will actually be passed. And then second, it's a question of whether or not it'll meet the significant backlog.
In a statement, Baltimore City Public Schools said it backs the move to reopen the case. Quote, Baltimore's children have already waited too long for the education funding they deserve and that is promised to them and to all children in Maryland by state law. A spokeswoman for Attorney General Brian Frosch said the office had not received a copy of the filing and therefore couldn't comment. Representatives of the Senate President and House Speaker also declined to comment. I'm Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.